Reborn out of disaster, four survivors rose again to form a legion of the world's strangest heroes. Da-da-da-doom Patrol!
Welcome once again to the Doom Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Scott Coles, and with me, as always,
is Murray Fox, and we are looking at Doom Patrol number 5 from December 2004. John Byrne, Doug Hazelwood.
Oh, yeah.
A spotlight issue.
Mm-hmm. Another Robot Man spotlight issue.
Right on.
Nothing better than that. Well, it beats the hell out of a Beast Boy spotlight issue, so.
That is it.
This one's entitled Blue Steel. Uh-huh. Steel is in Cliff Steel with the extra E.
Yes.
And on the cover we have Robot Man split in two. And one half is current orange Robot Man in front of the Doom Patrol. And the other side there is a sort of blue version of the Robot Man and a giant fighting robot behind him.
All right.
Fighting robots, can't go wrong there.
Not at all.
So we open. We're in Suicide Slum Metropolis. Nothing good ever came of Suicide Slum Metropolis, let me tell you.
Very true.
Some ladies in their fur coats are getting out of a car. They're being told to check out the arena while we haul him to the prep room. So he sends them down. Follow the path. You can't go wrong. And Rita, apparently it's Rita and, what's her name, Nudge?
Nudge, yeah.
Yeah. Rita's incognito as the Baroness.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know if she was an actress in Burns continuity, but if she was, she's playing the Norma Desmond role here with the headscarf and the...
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
And the dark glasses. And the...
Makes her look bald.
Yeah, it really does.
Baroness von Hartog.
Alrighty.
So apparently they're wired for sound so that Cliff can hear them. He's hearing them loud and clear.
Mm-hmm.
He says, go right on in. The second bout of the evening is just starting. And they go in and they're astonished to see... giant robots fighting each other.
All right.
Oh, yeah. It's Robot Wars.
Yeah.
Come to life.
In an arena,
One big clanky robot and one on wheels.
Yeah.
With the machine guns.
Yes.
Interesting. So apparently they're doing dogfighting with robots.
Uh-huh.
Not so much blood sport as coolant sport, I guess.
Yeah, lots of sparks and explosions and blimity blams.
And they're standing there aghast. And up comes a bald gentleman with the tattoos on the side of his head.
Oh, yeah.
And he says his name is Max Sampson. He's the originator of Robot Wars.
I'm sure that was a show on A&E not too long ago.
It was, actually. I remember watching. Not quite as complicated as this one. I mean, most of the robots were boxes with wheels and stuff and an axe attached to them or something. But,
That's okay. I'm sure this predates A&E. Hmm.
I don't know. Anyways, he says, I'll show you where your... champion is in a moment. We have to just want to finish watching this match. The big blue robot is gonna. Looks like he's gonna take out the little orange robot with the gun, but
never. He shoots it.
Looks
right
in the hip. I guess.
Never count out the little guy.
But it is to no avail as the blue robot basically pops his head off. Spatang.
He does the little dandelion move. And there it goes.
And the head pops open and there's a brain inside. Hey, that's a brain in there, says Nudge. And Max is like, yeah, some of the builders use cow brains as part of the hardware. They're permanently retired once they lose a bout.
Ugh,
stomps on it. That guy must be wearing expensive shoes. You'd think he'd, you know, get some dude with big boots to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he leads them to the...
and he walks off, and there's no brain matter on his feet. It's that's some outfit, man.
Yeah, that's for sure. So he takes them back to the holding area where everybody, all the robots that are going to fight, go through clearance. They want to take a look at the mystery droid she brought along. Mystery droid? Why do you call that? For one thing, we don't get too many battle bots configured to the anthropomorphic shape your people described. For another, I ran a full web scan on Baroness Katharina von Hartog and her famous blue steel fighting machine. And I could not find a single word about either of you anywhere. And he pulls a gun on them.
Boom, boom, boom.
Dun, dun, dun. Blasted.
Oh, yeah.
All the headscarves in the world can't fool Max Samson.
And his Google machine.
That's right. The interwebs are a terrible thing. Everything you do goes on the interwebs, kids. Remember that.
That's right.
And everything you don't do as well, as Rita has just found out. It's not like the chief to slack off in creating false background or something.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Anyway, we flash back to 12 hours ago. Kee Mordaz, the prison island that the Doom Patrol is now living in. And everybody gets there, and Nudge says, I don't want to have to go through this twice. What do you have to show us, Nudge? So apparently when she was looking on the TV in the early issue there, she found something going on. So she taped one of the shows, and it's a robot fighting ring. Pretty sophisticated robots. I thought you were the head robot, Honcho Chief. He says, there are others, Steel. In fact, freeze that image. Now back up a few frames. There, it's him. Dun, 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 dun.
Uh-huh.
But he's dead. Ooh, apparently not. We cut back to present day. Axe is holding the gun on Rita and Nudge. Who are you working for? What's going on? My companion can explain. And Nudge says, we're not working for anyone. You checked the web. You found everything you need to know. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
That's right.
He's like, I found everything I needed to know. And this scientist dude comes in, says, everything okay? He's like, yes, Dr. Verdalian, everything is fine. Then why are you keeping this good lady down here when she should be in her guest booth enjoying a drink with the rest of us? Oh, he's a charmer, this guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's kissing her hand, all that nonsense.
Uh-huh.
She says, you're the gentleman in charge here, Dr. Verdalian. As much as anyone is, I suppose, we are a rather loose-knit operation. It reduces the clashing of egos to have no single person officially in charge. You know, he's got a monocle. He must be evil. Look at him. Look at him looking through that monocle.
That's right. The second you put a monocle on, you are instantly evil.
Oh, yeah. So she said. He says, if you're satisfied that your robot's being good, taken care of, let's go watch the match with the others. So they go off, and suddenly that's when Cliff's eyes open. He's like, all right. He's got to go sneak around and see what he can find out.
That's right. Party time.
It's hold it, he says. That must be the winner of the fight Rita and Nudge saw. Hey, wait a minute. The robot's going, hurting, hurting bad. Give me my juice. Gotta have my juice. They're like, hold on. Gotta get your hat off, don't I? Hurry, hurry, hurting. Holy, that's no cow brain. That's as human as mine.
What? You're kidding.
Wow, no ways. So they have some kind of injection system. I guess they zap them with some stuff. So I guess it's
steroids.
Energy of some sort.
Steroids.
Electrosteroids. 300 megahertz ought to be enough to kill the hurt. Yeah, 300. Sweet. Makes it all. Sweet. Makes the pain go away. Oh, interesting. We get a caption that says, wait, what do those readings mean? Flashback to 5 years ago. Isn't that his pain response readout? Yes, I was afraid this might happen. It's why I delayed bringing him up to full consciousness even after I was able to tap into his communication centers. So this is the chief and Rita looking at Cliff's brain in a jar.
Yes.
Apparently Cliff is suffering from the phantom pain of having an amputated body.
That's right. That would suck.
Ugh. Yeah, I guess. So the chief's going to put him under again, but Cliff says, no, too much sleep. Slept for 5 years. Got to stay awake now. But you got to find a way to stop the pain. So we're at Niles Calder Industries, Incorporated.
Right. You betcha.
They're going to do some work and find out what we can do to solve Cliff's problem. Presumably he came up with an answer, as Cliff seems to run around just fine now.
He's doing okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then there's that last panel on the page where Rita's like, I've got a feeling Mr. Steele shouldn't be alone. I think that's like...
Ooh.
I think that's setting something up from what I remember.
That's
right.
Hot brain-on-girl action.
Right on.
Eek. He's been more alone than any human ever has been for the last 5 years.
Mm. She'll fix him. Don't you worry.
Yeah. So we cut to the present. The Baroness is getting her ID card. Easy access to the arena. For next time she comes, she's like, if there is a next time. And the scientist says, oh, I trust there will be many times, Baroness. Shall we go and see to the full activation of your champion?
He says that to all the Baronesses. Mm-hmm, I trust totally. There will be many times.
She's like, oh, you want to come with us? I guess that's not what they were hoping for. That's not really necessary, I assure you. And Cliff, of course, since she's wired up, hears this and goes running back to where he was standing.
Yeah, that won't alert anyone.
Yeah, luckily no one heard, and he's standing where he's supposed to be when they get back. So, Brandis is going to activate him, and the scientist dude, Dr. Verdalian, says, this should be most interesting. I have selected a very special opponent for your droid.
Oh, yeah.
Flashback to 4 hours ago. And Cliff is in the lab with the chief. The chief is putting together a new body. And Cliff says, are you sure we need to do this? I mean, my body's pretty tough as it is. And Niles says, you're right, but this is not about strength. This is about appearance. I'm modifying one of these older units. So I look suitably tough for the show. I get it. I guess the cosmetic angle is kind of a disadvantage in the sleek body you've built for me. Sexy.
Yes.
Precisely. You must look as if you had been in many of these robot battles. Yeah, so he looks that far ahead, but doesn't think to put something on the web.
Crazy.
Oh, poor.
Maybe this was before Google. It was 2004 before Google? Maybe.
I don't know, but I mean, obviously, Max Samson
has got resources.
Searching capability, so the chief surely must.
Surely. A slight glitch there.
Rita comes out in her Baroness pimp outfit. And Nudge comes out in her little Chinese, really stereotypical Chinese robe.
Yes, and she is as enthusiastic as ever.
Oh, sorry, Korean girl. Kwon Mi Sun.
Uh-huh.
That's apparently her real name.
Really?
Oh, yes. She gave to them only under duress of having her hair cut and face washed.
Yes.
And so, since they're heading to the mainland, Faith comes out and says, mind if I hitch a ride? And she's like, no, you can't leave. I'm not done training. She's like, I've taught you as much as I can, me son. I've been away from the rest of the Justice League long enough.
And so with that, she's written out.
Yep.
Yeah.
We come across Nudge sitting outside moping by herself, and Faith comes out and says, Penny, for your thoughts? You know what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling. I can feel that you're mad at me. You still don't feel like a part of the Doom Patrol, and you feel like I'm the only one who really treated you seriously. But you're wrong about that, and your own abilities should tell you as much. Blah-dee, blah-dee, blah.
Great power, right. This is just Bird. Yeah.
Everybody loved you.
Uh-huh. This is Bird saying, love my new character. She's not going anywhere.
She's totally awesome, and you should love her as much as everyone else does.
That's right.
It's her nature to be constantly pissed off. I could never fool you. And they have big hugs, and that's it.
Yes.
Me son is ready to go. The chief is ready to make the transference from Cliff's current body to the exoskeleton.
Yes. Big Blue.
He's like, I haven't had this body for long, but I've gotten kind of used to it. I can assure you, you will experience no markedly different sensations with this temporary Mount Steel. You will only need to adjust to being somewhat larger.
Oh, yeah.
Larger. More girth.
That's such a difficulty.
So, they cut back to the robot arena. The scientist dude is introducing her to a bunch of the rich dudes who have their robots in the... excuse me. There are a bunch of rich white dudes. Oh, yeah. And an Indian guy. I guess he won his money at the casinos or whatever. I don't know how that works.
Ouch. Yes.
But there you go.
All the little richy riches.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Samson offers them a drink. So everybody else is like, so, you like the rest of us, Baron? Too much money and too much time? And the Indian guy's like, speak for yourself, Betters. I have my own reasons for being here.
Maybe he's, what's his name, Thunder Chief or
Super Chief. Yeah, that'd be awesome if he broke with the Super Chief.
Super Chief is going undercover.
If that was true, that would make this so much better.
To rescue Patrol the...
and Super Chief teaming up to stop a robot fighting ring. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I think we are going to be slightly disappointed.
Yeah, probably. There's an old lady there. She's Mrs. Agnes Danforth. She's happy to see Rita because there's too much sausage at this party. And Mr. William Payer, I guess he's supposed to be some sort of software magnate guru, sort of Bill Gates, Bill Gates.
Totally.
And he wants to show her some of the software interface. Come up to my room and look at my software interfaces.
Oh, my.
Bum-tick-a-bum-bum.
This place is a den of sexy times.
I know. No kidding, eh?
Woo. Had I known that a headscarf was going to get me all this attention.
Hey, really? She could have been doing this all the time.
Totally.
So... Mr. Samson says that she can send her champion in, so she presses a button on a doohickey, and Cliff gets the signal. He says, time to make my big entrance. Better make with my best Karloff shuffle, just in case I'm being watched. So he's trudging through the corridors. There's some flying eye cameras, so there's even backstage pictures.
All right. They're getting the whole scoop in this reality show, right?
Yeah, it's just like the WWE, but with robots. He's like, I don't know what I'm going to face, but let's see. Still, I'm kind of glad for the few modifications he's made to my usual setup. Also sexy time. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. If you will direct your gaze to the number 3 doorway. Dun-dun-dun. We take great pleasure in presenting for your entertainment a fighter well known on the stage. On the world stage, but appearing here for the very first time. That's kind of cool how he does that. where he has the his actual word balloon in front, and then the sort of
and then it's
side kind of, word balloon
yeah, back echoed to behind,
make like an echo.
Yep,
it's cool.
It is. It is.
Let's have a billy, really big Metropolis welcome for Blue Steel.
Yeah, woohoo!
Woohoo! Everybody's cheering. And tonight, appearing against the undefeated Monster Mauler, Slice and Dice. There's a big robot there with a big saw blade for a hand and a hammer for his other hand. He looks like bad news, dude.
Totally.
And he goes in. But Blue Steel has made the first move. He jumps up and sort of vaults over the robot, gets onto his back. He's in there trying to pull wires out to you know, what's the word? Disconnect? No, not disconnect.
Short circuit?
Disable. Yeah. Disable the robot.
Yeah, yeah.
But unfortunately, his wires are shielded with electricity, and he gets a big zorch for his trouble. And now he's like, ow, that hurt him. I felt it. Easy, mean son. Easy.
Huh.
Your companion's reaction seems somewhat extreme for a machine, Baroness. Oh, don't mind her. She just likes to personalize everything. You should see how she gets with our cars. I wouldn't worry none, little missy. Looks like your boy's getting up again. I may have to change my bet. Blue Steel's on his feet again. He's tenacious, this one. But the slicer is ready for him. He swings and connects with the big hammer and knocks Cliff across the room. Blue Steel arcs across the arena and Slice and Dice is on him before he has a moment to regain his footing. And he slices off one of Cliff's arms.
Of course he does.
That's what Cliff does. It's his arms cut off.
That's right.
Grab that arm. It looks like Blue Steel is up to something. He gets up underneath Slice and Dice and pulls the old lifter.
Yeah.
Gets him right in underneath and lifts him up. But Slice and Dice has some tricks up his sleeve.
Uh-huh.
Not sure what happened here. Or he throws Slice and Dice away, but then Slice and Dice shoots his circular saw out of his hand and chops the head right off Cliff.
Ouch.
Oh, dear. And as Cliff's head goes boinking, blonking across the floor, Slice and Dice raises a foot and stomps on it.
Ka-chong. Ouch.
That's not good.
That's going to be terrible.
That is bad. And especially since the next issue is called A Brain is a Terrible Thing to Waste.
There we go, Cliff.
No, could this be the end of Cliff Steel and the Doom Patrol already? It's not even the sixth issue yet.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe we have to wait 2 weeks to find out.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And that brings us to the end, man. Oh, look at all the new stuff coming out of DC at this point. They've got the three-boot Legion of Superheroes starting.
Oh, yeah.
They have Green Lantern Rebirth starting.
Cool.
They've got that solo series starting. Wow.
It was a good month to be buying DC Comics.
Yes, so. Seven Soldiers from Grant Morrison was starting up at this time.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then
Bizarro World.
Yeah.
I love those. Those are so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo, there was a ton going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
It's the beginning of Kurt Busiek's run on the JLA.
Yes.
Crime yes. Syndicate of America.
Yes, that was a...
I always love a Crime Syndicate of America story.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with Earth 3 or whatever Earth they were from, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure where they were from
at this point. At this point, they probably weren't Earth 3 anymore, but we all knew they were.
They were just from some alternate Earth or some alternate universe, whatever.
Yes, but in their hearts, they were Earth 3.
All the time.
Totally.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, that brings us to the end of an exciting episode. We'll see... Cliff's brain all mushed up in 2 weeks.
I'm sure we will. There won't be much crying and gnashing of teeth.
That's right. It's the all funeral issue.
Yeah.
All righty.
For sure.
If you want to send us a comment, you can just send us an email to doompodtroll@gmail.com, or you can visit our website, which is also doompodtroll.com. We have all our episodes up there. You can listen to them there or post comments right on the website.
Yes,
yes,
do so.
We can.
That would be cool.
It would be very cool. Alrighty, we will catch you all next time.
Yes.
Bye-bye.